Ryan Shotton, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. The hoodoo is finally over. 13 games for Hanley Town here, and you finally got the victory. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, we know that. It's not for lack of trying and lack of ability. It's just been everything against us, you know, results, mistakes, everything we felt like was going against us, even when we played well. Couldn't score that vital goal that gets us over the line. But today, I told them, it's time to start believing. And when you think you've given 100%, give that extra 10. And if every single one of us have that attitude from minute one and we're on the front foot, we'll get the result we want. And they've done exactly from minute one. They did the right thing and we went 1-0 up.
You could see that from everyone, but in particular, Jost there. You could hear him in the main stand. He was shouting and hollering at everyone. A captain's performance, essentially, from your centre-back partner.
Yeah, he doesn't need an armband. And I've said that. He is a leader. And that's why when we brought him in, it was like, right, he can really motivate, organise and do his own job as well. And it's not very often you get a player like that can do this at this level. So it's good to have him on board with us. And he, yeah, as again, he's done well today, very well.
What was your assessment of the penalty that was given? Because we were chatting on Saturday, you had a penalty that wasn't given. The referees got it right this evening.
It's a simple one, yeah. Ball straight through, keepers come, lunged, Kieran's got there first. I don't know how nobody can give it. So, you know, it was good that we had somebody that was going to step up and grab the ball, because Sam looked like the only one that was going to take it. So I've just said to him there, I said, it's a good job you were on the pitch, because Twiggy's normally our penalty taker and we didn't start him today. So glad that, you know, a young confident Sam can step up and slot it home for us.
Did that surprise you, that a young lad in Sam, because he's only 18, 19, he's stepped up at the vital moment of pressure, penalty, almost, with what's gone on in the league so far?
Yeah, I mean, he's only been with us a few weeks, but he had no hesitation. So good on the lad. He was calm, picked his spot and waiting for the keeper to go, and he was home. So, yeah, he's done well when he's come in. So I'm very happy that we hopefully have him for the rest of the season. And, you know, that's the beauty of having a relationship with Chester that we built off the FA Cup. So it's brilliant. And he's enjoying himself by the look of it. He has a bit of travel problems coming from Chester every week, but he doesn't moan, gets on with it, gets his head down and works. So he's a pleasure to have in the squad.
That first half performance, particularly from Sam, was fantastic. You were really at Glossop North End. And on another evening, that could have been 3 or 4 nil at half time alone.
Yeah, and we said as soon as the one goes in, we want to turn the screw, make sure we get another. The little cushion that doesn't, you know, get us taking a step back. So I said, everybody stays on the front foot. And we did. We just didn't get that little break or that little bit of quality in the final third that got us that second chance. We had the chances, but we just didn't convert them. And it's been the story of our season, really. We've tried and tried and tried to rectify it, but, you know, it just doesn't matter how they come in the end, whether it's a penalty or, you know, we have a nice 30-yarder from Twiggy's free kicks. It doesn't matter to me. The result is what's come, and I'm over the moon with it.
Second half, you seem to be under the cosh a lot, but in particular your performance, you're calm, and obviously you've played in the Premier League, so you've come up against the best, but you just seem so calm this evening. Every ball, you were first to winning every time.
Yeah, I didn't think I played very well, to be honest, you know. I was like, my boots were on the wrong feet. Everything was coming off the side of me, and yeah, I just didn't feel right. I got very heavy legs second half, but, you know, I've got standards, so if somebody sees something different than me, then I appreciate that. But yeah, it needs somebody to be calm and make sure that we're doing the right things. And yeah, hopefully I did that enough and lads take it on board. I don't think we expected anything different second half from them, because they were going to pile on the pressure. They altered their system and late in the first half, and they pressed us high, condensed the middle of the pitch, and we just didn't use the fullbacks enough. We needed to use Tim or Blakey to get through the pitch and switch it. But listen, in them moments, you don't want to make a mistake. And I said to them at halftime, don't be the one that makes a mistake that costs us. And nobody did in the end.
And the penalty that wasn't given for Glossop. What was your assessment on him? Because their fans were fuming, but I think you had a good chat with the linesman about it.
No, Joel's there first, and the lad takes a touch, stumbles, and Joel steps across him. It's not even close to being a penalty because Joel's in front of him when they come together. And that's what the linesman said. He said he tripped over himself and, you know, your defender took it away from him. Not even a question for me.
Absolutely. And finally, first win in 13 games. You'll be using this performance now to kick on for the rest of the season and go on a little mini run.
Yeah, I've just looked at the table and, you know, if a certain goal swing and, you know, certain results go for us, we can jump. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. It's step by step. We know it's not going to be easy Saturday. So I just hope the lads recover, enjoy tonight, and then we'll assess Saturday and see who's come through it well.